This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, you're on Out Lesbies listening to Basha and Tian, and we are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. We invite you to send us a text on 0427-JOY949, or you can email us tonight at onair@joy.org.au. Tell us where you are. We always like to know. Basha, how are you going this evening?
I'm good. I'm a bit sad because it's our last show as Out Lesbies.
Oh, it is our last show.
But ladies, don't despair. We will be back next Thursday.
We will.
With our own show.
5th of January.
Yes.
Our own show.
Our own show.
I'm excited.
But I'm excited.
I'm a little bit sad too because Out Lesbies is, it's been a really awesome growing experience and I feel like we've learnt a lot. We've stuffed up a lot.
I don't think we stuffed up a lot. There was little stuff ups.
We did have a couple of little stuff ups.
We're only human.
A few fun ones though. Like it wasn't too bad, was it?
No. But
it's enjoyable.
But our new show, what is it called?
It's called Lay Link.
Yeah, it is. And is our Facebook page and all that ready or no?
It's ready. It's ready to go. I have a blog as well. I've been very busy.
You have been very busy.
I've been very busy,
girl. Have you actually blogged on your blog?
I haven't blogged on my blog.
But it's there.
Yeah.
Just in case you choose to blog.
Yeah, it's ready for blogging.
Woohoo! That's exciting.
I am very excited.
So yes, ladies, next year we will be back.
We will.
Same time.
We will.
Same studio,
same time, same
place,
day.
Same people.
Just different name.
Rebranding.
Yeah. Similar content.
Very similar content.
So if you're enjoying listening to us, which hopefully you are, then you can continue to tune in and we'll continue to hear from you, hopefully, via text or email.
Or podcast us.
Or you can podcast our shows.
Our shows are up and running.
They are. Yes. You can check out the Joy website as well.
Yes.
And you can see them all on there. So, Basha, please tell me what you did on the weekend.
I went on Friday, was it? I think D&M Full Moon Party.
Full Moon Party, yes, it was.
Yes.
And what was your favourite part about the evening?
It was just a good night. Good music, good people, lots of fun. There was not just particular things. It was just a good evening, that's all I can say.
I think my favourite part about the evening was hearing DJ Mafia play.
Love that woman.
I love it. Every single time. Great songs.
Yes,
just
she's
really,
very good.
Really amazing at mixing things that you wouldn't usually think you could chuck together.
She does all the old and the new and she just mixes it really well.
Yeah,
she transitions from one to the other, which I do enjoy.
And I did quite enjoy the photos were released from D&M for the evening.
Photo haul.
Thank you for that. There were quite a few photos of myself.
Yeah, quite a few actually.
Quite a few.
Yeah, that photographer must have loved you. I reckon he was following you guys all night.
I don't know what exactly occurred there, but it made me laugh quite a bit when I had a look at how many there were.
I know, you were all over the place.
I'm not going to complain.
But you were having some fun with the body paint.
I was. Of course, it was a glow party, full moon glow party. Mm. And they had these really, really great bucket drinks that they were selling and they were fantastic. And the glow paints, which were so much fun. We were painting all over people and we had the glow sticks out. We bought a whole heap of those and all that money went to charity too, which was, you know, of course.
Makes you feel better.
It does. And I love a good cause. So
yeah.
There we go. Now, of course.
Do we know which charity? Just any charity?
I did. I was told.
Oh,
but
you forgot.
I can't recall it right now.
Too many buckets.
Maybe. You know, of course, Sunday. Sunday was a big day for everyone, wasn't it, Basha?
Really, was it?
Don't you recall what happened on Sunday?
Christmas.
Yes. The yes, fat man came calling.
He did.
And I think he enjoyed himself. He didn't leave me many presents. I think maybe he might have lost me on the way.
Yeah, maybe you weren't as good as you thought.
Well, I thought I was pretty good, but okay, maybe not. Did he bring you anything great for Christmas, Basha?
Oh, I just got bits and pieces, like jewellery and stuff.
Jewellery.
Always nice.
I love getting jewellery for Christmas, but I think jewellery is one of those things where you've got to be really careful with what you get, because if you give it to the person you don't know them very well and they don't like it, it's always going to be an awkward situation who's going to take it back to the store.
Well, I got these from my parents because they were overseas and they bought me lots of stuff. So.
I did notice you were wearing something nice and shiny around your neck earlier this evening.
Yes, this is something that my mother gave me.
It's very cute.
Yes.
I like it.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we'd like to know what you got for Christmas. Did Santa bring you anything nice? Did your loved ones bring you anything nice? Also, did you get any awful presents?
Yeah, awful presents. Yeah.
How do you refund them? Do you re-gift? Have you ever re-gifted?
I have a member of the family who I won't mention, but classic re-gifter.
Really?
And this person, they re-gift everything. And we all know that this person re-gifts.
That's beautiful. I want to hear from a re-gifter. Anyway.
But, yeah, it's just, I don't know if it's a fun thing to do.
I think it's good value. It's like you know, when you go to the Salvos and you buy stuff off people. Anyway, we'll continue. Tell us what you got for Christmas. Text us on 0427 joy949 or email us on air at joy.org.au.
Did you eat heaps?
I'm still eating.
You're still eating. Eating yesterday, like you were eating all that junk food yesterday.
It's disgusting.
Felt sick sitting next to you eating all that chocolate.
Nobody should eat that much. It's not normal.
Yeah, you were pretty bad.
Yeah.
Though your roast was very delicious.
I do make a good roast, don't I?
You do make a good roast. It was a very nice roast. I did enjoy that.
That's my one claim to fame, is that I make a good roast. I think it's all I've got going for me. I can keep a house, but I can cook a bloody good roast.
See? That's good.
Yeah. But, I didn't do gravy. I kind of stuffed that up a little bit. The potatoes were about 45 minutes late.
Yeah, I know. They were there for when we went for seconds. Like
yes.
Two hours later, we had nice potatoes.
Well, we did have a couple of courses throughout the day, but I think that's what is one of my favourite things about Christmas is that you can eat all day.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
No, it's the best thing about Christmas, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we did the big feasting.
You were telling me that you were pre-burning calories for Christmas?
I was, because
I'm
sorry.
How does one pre-burn calories?
Well, I hope it works. I lost a few kilos before Christmas. I was very good, went to the gym regularly, worked out a lot, did a lot of running, cycling and all that.
Right.
And, burnt calories in hope that my Christmas eating wouldn't add.
How do you think that's gone for you?
Well, I haven't put on any weight, but normally after you eat, like feasting, I think it takes about 2, possibly 3 weeks before it actually reflects on your body.
Is that true?
I don't know if that's true for everyone. That's what I notice on myself.
Right.
But, you know, if I'm wrong, people, please let me know. But, but that's my theory and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I did, I haven't noticed anything that I've put on weight, so that's good. And I didn't overeat. I ate.
You ate so much on Christmas.
Yeah, but I didn't like eat. Like when I didn't eat dinner. I just ate like the lunch,
and then that was it.
So okay. I just had one big feast throughout the day.
I think my favorite meal that I had on Christmas Day was probably a good friend of ours, Rye, came and she bought us meatballs.
Oh, they were delicious.
They were amazing, weren't they?
They were so delicious.
They were perfectly spiced, as Basha said on the day.
They were.
And they were really good. I had mine with sweet chilli sauce and, oh my gosh, they were to die for.
They were delicious.
They were delicious. So we, of course, always invite communication in our lovely studio. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Out Lezzies with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. And you're back on Out Lezzies with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. I'm dropping that octave for you, Basha.
I love it. It's great. we got a message. Someone got a harmonica from Santa. They don't seem very excited about it.
Harmonica.
I know.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be too pleased about getting a harmonica for Christmas. I've just got to throw that out there.
I guess if you're like a country singer, then maybe.
If you're really keen on harmonicas, maybe you've got a collection of them. I know some people collect snow globes.
I was going to say, do you know someone who collects harmonicas? Because I've never heard of that, but
No.
What a shame. But our condolences.
Our condolences.
Hopefully next year Santa's nicer to you.
Maybe he'll bring you an electric guitar.
Yeah.
That would be cooler.
Yeah, and then you can have the cymbals and, you know, you can turn into like a
one woman band.
I couldn't think of the,
Thank you.
All right.
We also got some other personal texts as well, which were pretty interesting from some people listening from Lakes Entrance.
Hey, Carla.
And also lovely Rye, who's loving our topic that we are now going to talk about. Basha, take it away.
Well, I've got this lovely article from Diva magazine from November 2011, and it's entitled Straight Looking Lesbians. Straight Looking Lesbians.
Okay. Because
that's our topic for today. We're going to be talking about what I like to call femme invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you start your ranting in a minute.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, I'll read this part of you.
Have you lost where you are,
dear? I have. What a shame. I know. Okay. Yes, this article, well, Diva's an English magazine.
It is.
So a lot of the issues raised in this article are very English-based. I think in England it's the lesbian community is more butch.
Okay.
So femme lesbians have a bit of an issue going out in England.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they're probably not admitted to places. And this article is full of little anecdotes of lovely femme lesbians who have not been let into places or have been given warnings. And I'll read you one.
Okay.
So here we go. These girls say, about 3 weeks ago I was out with four girlfriends, all gay and bi, in Dublin. Dublin. They had their makeup, their skirts, their heels on. They went up to the door of one of the most popular gay bars and the bouncer greeted them with, "Not tonight, girls." One of the girls asked him why, and he replied that he's not obliged to give a reason. What a shame.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the girls that had had a few too many drinks basically looked at him and said, "But we're lesbians." The bouncer looked down at them and said, "Sure you are. I suppose you look like a bunch of straight girls going out to a gay bar as a novelty, you know." He did let them in, but they were sort of being observed all evening and they found quite awkward. So, yes, now... Yeah, this opens our topic. So, ladies, let us know if you've been turned away from a club or you've been given a verbal warning as you walk in the door. Now, it hasn't actually happened to me.
It hasn't happened to me.
Yeah, but...
Are you about to say something about my appearance? I dare you. I dare you. On live radio. Go on.
Well, you know, you've sort of got the lesbian hairstyle working
for
you.
I have a lesbian hairstyle,
though. I think you do.
Right. I thought I had a Tian hairstyle.
You do, but you've got the sort of the shaved parts of your head.
Right, okay. So you're trying to say I'm a bit butch,
I'm not
you?
Saying. I'm not saying that at all. I wouldn't imply that.
Whatever.
No,
I can wield a
that.
Chainsaw better than you any day, Barsha.
I know you can.
Okay, so look, obviously there's got to be someone out there who has experienced when a bouncer has said to you at the front of a club, it's a ladies' night or it's a boys' night. I believe they are there to warn the public about what might be going on inside. Now, if I was a straight-laced individual...
What are you doing out on a Saturday night?
I'm going out on a Saturday night to sell Bibles, for example.
In Brunswick Street.
Yes. Work with me. Now... I would not have an issue with a bouncer saying to me it's a ladies' night, okay? Because really, when you think about it, if that straight-edged individual goes into this nightclub and says...
She might be converted.
It's unlikely that she'll
she
be converted.
She throws the Bibles in the air and goes, "Hello, ladies, what have I been missing?"
You're throwing my argument to the wind by converting straight-edged people.
Yeah, hello. Isn't it you who said that all women are gay until proven, or all people are gay until proven otherwise?
That is a theory of mine, that everyone's a little bit gay, which is probably not the best way to look at it, but I do believe that
because it can get you into trouble.
It can, but I do believe that it widens the dating pool
quite
a lot
does.
If
I'm
you
sure
think everyone's
does.
Gay.
Yeah, no, it would. Because you can do the converts.
You can.
No, I just feel that the warning... in the door is a bit offensive.
I don't think it's offensive.
If they are warning everybody who's going in or telling them, then that's fine. But if they're only picking the femme-looking women out there, I'm sorry, I like to wear my heels. I like to wear my jewellery and my makeup. I like to do all these things and I like to go out and I don't... As I said, I haven't had this happen to me, but I know of people who've had that happen to them where they've been sort of told, you know, ladies... it's a gay-only event. It's a ladies-only event.
I think these bouncers have a responsibility to let people that may not be aware that it's a ladies' night know that it's a ladies' night. And I think that that is the correct thing to do because they've got to do a bit of risk assessment here. How do they know that this person isn't going to walk inside, freak out, and create a huge scene in front of all these people.
Oh, my God, dyke drama.
Or possibly, you know,
that happens every Saturday night in a club.
No, we shouldn't say that that's a mass generalisation.
No, but, you know, a bit of drama. Come on.
There is always a little bit of drama. That's fine. But we don't know that this person's not going to walk in there, pick a fight with someone because they're feeling uncomfortable and end up getting injured. So I think that
I don't
when it comes
agree
to
with
risk
that
assessment,
argument.
I think it's a good thing. I think that these bouncers should be notifying people.
So what happens if she has short hair and looks a bit butch but has a husband and a kid at home and she's just got the night off and decided to go out and have some fun, didn't read the brochure properly and walked straight into the club?
Well, then
didn't get the same warning and had equally a freak out. That's my argument, is I don't see the distinction. If you're going to warn everybody, then warn everybody.
What's this woman doing out on a Saturday night on her own?
She has a day off with her husband's looking after the kids, so she's gone to kick up her heels.
So she's going out on her own? That doesn't sound like a very good housewife.
Oh, but your Bible basher is going out on her own too.
Well, she might not be on her own. She might be with a group of Bible bashers. That's fine. We shouldn't call them Bible bashers. That's a little bit PC. But
we got a message here from someone who's saying, Tian, you have a lesbian haircut. Work it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes,
I'm glad the
I'll
public agree with me.
I'll own that.
Yeah,
I do have a lesbian haircut. And you know what? My lesbian haircut is actually styled by my beautiful housemate, Anne. So
it is, and she does lovely work.
She does do lovely work.
But, yeah, I'll never let her go anywhere near my head with a razor. So I like long hair.
So that we need to stay back on this topic because I can rant about it for ages. Femme invisibility, I mean, I'm not even entirely sure that it exists. I know that some femmy lesbians, and even I haven't looked this way in my entire life. I did look very femme when I first came out. I didn't have an issue.
I remember you a year ago, you looked completely different.
Exactly, right there.
I've
blossomed. I definitely think that it has a lot to do with your confidence. It has a lot to do with what you put across to people. Your attitude is the main thing that people are going to, you know, glean
that
off you.
That is true, but there are a lot of women who are just discovering an element of themselves. They want to go out to a club or to a bar. They're a bit unsure. They are shy. They are very quiet. And they don't know how to get around in that environment. And if they're being
singled
out...
Might be a little bit early for them to be getting around in that environment, but anyway.
But they want to go out and see what's available, what's happening, as in not what's available as in the dating pool,
yeah,
but just
right.
to see what's happening in the, you know, let's have fun, let's see if there are other people out there. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And they're going out and they can be shy. They can be quiet.
Just because they're shy and quiet doesn't mean that they're not going to come across as gay, though. Like, if you're sitting in a lesbian bar, there's probably 9 chances out of 10 that you're a homo.
Well, that's my theory is that, ladies, you're doing yourselves a disservice when you think that someone in a gay bar is not gay. So treat everyone in a bar that's gay as gay until proven otherwise.
I agree with that.
And if you're a straight woman in a gay bar, then you just have to accept the fact that gay women will be hitting on you.
And if they're not hitting on you, then...
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, love, move along.
We picked it. The wedding ring gave it away.
Oh, or maybe just the tan line from the wedding ring.
Yeah, but she could have recently left her husband and decided to jump the fence.
Well, that's yeah, I'm entirely okay with people leaving their partners and jumping the fence and becoming gay. You know me, I actively recruit.
I know you do.
I do.
But as I said, if you're straight in a gay bar, then you should expect that people are going to hit on you. My cousin's fiancé went to a gay bar with her friends because she wanted to meet her high school friend's new partner.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is very tall, long legs, blonde. We call her the Amazon.
The Amazon.
The Amazon, yeah. So you can imagine what she looks like. And she was getting hit on, but she wasn't offended. She smiled and said, I'm sorry, I'm engaged.
Okay.
And that was cool. She was actually not offended. She actually thought it was okay. And
so
she
what
said
you're
to the ladies,
saying is that a very feminine woman was in a gay bar and she was getting hit on.
She looks like an Amazon. Hello.
I'm still going to draw it right there, Basha.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of... yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Let's agree to disagree.
Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.com. joy.org.au. Does femme invisibility blah, blah, blah exist? Please tell me. Do you think it does? Do you think it doesn't? Am I insane? Am I crazy? You're listening to Basha and Tian Outlezzies on Joy. And you're back on Outlezzies with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Welcome back, Basha.
Nice song choice. Don't speak. You're trying to tell me something.
Maybe. Possibly. It's likely.
Possibly. Yeah, you're trying to get me off this topic.
It's highly likely.
My soapbox.
We're not going to get off it because we've got a couple of things to share with people. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We've had some...
Yeah, message us that it actually exists because Tian doesn't believe me that this exists.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a blog here from our favourite effing Dykes. She's written a blog about it, therefore it must exist.
Krista Burton.
If she's written about it, it must exist.
She's a femme lesbian. I'm sure she doesn't have trouble.
No, she probably doesn't, but she acknowledges that a lot of women out there do have trouble.
Oh, okay. Wow me, Basha.
I'll give you her definition of what femme invisibility is. It's a lesbian phenomenon in which a feminine-looking lesbian has difficulty in convincing the dyke world at large that she's gay. Or being seen by other lesbians at all. So what do you think of that?
I think Krista Burton always has a lot to say and I enjoy listening to her, so I'd like you to continue.
All right. So, she's basically talking about the fact that we have a lot of femme-looking lesbians out there who have difficulty with people actually seeing them. So when they go to gay bars, people think that they are just straight women on the prowl by curious women.
I'm okay with that.
But she has here the here we go. Just for the record, this is the basic lesbian stereotype. You ready for these?
I'm going to see if I tick these boxes.
Short hair.
Yep.
Men's clothing, baggy stuff, sportswear.
Yep.
No makeup.
Sometimes.
Short, unpainted nails.
Definitely.
Very minimal jewellery.
Definitely.
Flat shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I a stereotypical lesbian? Oh, wow.
I tick one of those boxes.
Which one?
Flat shoes. But that's only like now I'm wearing flat shoes. But when I go out, I'll wear heels.
Right.
Except when I go out with some of you guys because, yeah.
Well, I'm 5 foot. What are you?
5'8".
Your boob height. Let's just say that. you're a good, yeah. I love giving you a hug, Basha. It's always very embracing.
It is, I know. See, I'm very considerate to my friends. That's why I wear heels to you all.
It's lovely.
It is. So then she's talking about the fact that, you know, that she enjoys being femme and she doesn't choose to lose this aspect of her life just to fit into the community and just to be seen by the community. And I agree with her. I have an issue with the fact that at large the world is not very accepting of the gay community, especially our government.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, we've come a long way.
Yeah, but not far enough.
Not far enough, okay.
But anyway, and the fact that within our own community, if I'm going to a gay bar, I would expect that I get treated equally the same as everyone else in there. And I think that there can be fractions in the elements of the bars and thing that a lot of women feel a bit awkward.
So in your experiences that we go out a lot. We definitely go out a lot on the scene. So in your experiences, do you feel like you are treated differently because of the way you look?
Not that I've experienced that here. I did have that experience in Germany. I went with a very femme friend of mine. So two femmes and a butch walk into a bar. Sounds like
it's
a joke.
It's got to be a joke if someone knows about that.
Because, yes, our friend had just broken up with her girlfriend. So we wanted to go and take her to a bar and get her over it and get her happy.
Right.
Turned out to be, very butch evening.
A very butch evening.
Yeah. My friend walked in the door and pretty much ran and disappeared. And me and my other friend, very femme, walk in and I swear that the music stopped. Everyone turned and stared at us and they looked at us. It felt so uncomfortable. We were standing there and we just looked at each other and went, are we in the right spot? Is this okay that we're walking in? Are they going to jump on us? We actually felt very awkward in that element.
I mean, I know that there's a lot of stereotypical ways that people think lesbians should look, okay? But the fact is we do all come in different shapes and sizes. And I think that society now is definitely more accepting of that.
Yeah, well, I've got to say in Melbourne it's a lot more accepting. In Europe it's still a little bit different. I mean,
we go to an event like Sundaylicious, for example, and you have every single type of person there you could possibly imagine.
Yes, but that's very open to that. But it could have been that we went to this particular gay bar on Extreme Butch Night and not realised. So that's probably why they looked at
us. Extreme Butch Night.
Extreme Butch Night.
Sounds like my kind of hang.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
No, you don't reckon?
No. Some of these women were in like what I'd classify as bad 80s suits.
Bad 80s suits.
Yeah.
Was there shoulder pads? Please say yes.
Yeah. Oh, and big ties, not little, thin,
big,
cute.
Big ties?
Big ties, yeah, like the 70s ties, you know, like those big fat ties. And
great.
And, yeah, and I didn't realise that some women really cannot dance and these women could really not dance. And my friend and I stood there. We stood in the corner all evening. We were scared to move. We thought they were going to, like, pounce on us. We had our backs to the wall because we thought we're safe and near the door.
Near the door, so you can run.
To run if they ready decided to attack us. But In this blog that we were reading or referring to, she's got a few points about what you need to do to avoid invisibility. So here we go. Coming out to everyone.
Coming out. That's not possible for some people.
Yeah, like, I mean, eventually you get sick of it. I'm sick of telling people that I'm gay, and then the first comment I usually hear is, oh, you don't look gay.
Well, you told me on the weekend. I ran into Basha on the weekend you know, a friend of mine and I went to go see a movie, and I ran into Basha, who had just come out of seeing a movie, which she did not enjoy. And she told me afterward that her friend that she was with said that I didn't look like a lesbian.
No.
How? But, how?
Well, she didn't really get a good look at you. She only saw half of your head.
Oh, but, sorry. Yeah. Half of me is a lesbian.
I know.
I didn't think I was bisexual.
She didn't see the gay half. But, yeah, so she didn't see you as a lesbian. So there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was quite funny, actually. I had a good chuckle at that. Point number two, wear something gay.
Wear something gay.
Like a funny lesbian T-shirt, rainbows.
Rainbows. I think rainbows are really easy to put on your clothing. Very, very easy. Or even just a rainbow wristband. You can get those from the Pride store on you know, find them on Facebook. It's such a simple, small thing that can lead to so many happy adventures.
Yes. Point three. You know the confidence thing?
Confidence
goes a long way.
It does. I was saying that before. Your confidence, your attitude, what you're putting out there, and it does.
Point is being brave.
Being brave as in...
She's talking about here basically that flirting with people and hitting on them and waiting till someone responds.
Don't just wait for the cute butch boys, whatever, to come to you. Get up there, strut your femmy stuff, come
get in their faces.
Come and hit on me. I'll knock you back, but you know. Good luck with trying. No. I'm kidding. Hey, B, we're gonna go to some ads and a song.
Cool.
You are listening to Basha and Tian on Out Lazy. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. And you're back on Out Lizzie's with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Quick shout out to Julia Payne. How you going, girl? It's nice to have you hearing us. Basha, you've gotten a text.
I got a text from Jade. Anyway, Jade's telling us that possibly the bouncer was trying to avoid possible issues and... they've mentioned bogan femmes. I didn't know that they existed.
What is a bogan femme?
I don't know. I didn't realise that there was a this is a new thing. I'm going to have to Google this later to see what a bogan femme is.
I think we are. We will report back to you, ladies.
Because I'm intrigued.
Bogan femme.
I know. Is that means you wear, like, what, flannel and heels?
Flannel. Hey, now, okay. That could be kind of hot. But a flannelette T-shirt, you know, shirt thingy and a pair of nice little black Peyton leather. We should move on. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
But yeah, they're basically saying here that the bouncer was probably trying to avoid issues and that they're trying to make a quick assessment and yeah, that's why they do this.
And I completely agree with bouncers doing that.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah, I think they should.
Well, I guess.
I think they have a responsibility. You don't agree. So that's fine. Okay.
All or nothing is my theory.
We did say on our Facebook page at Leslie's that Basha and I weren't going to get into a disagreement tonight, and it's definitely happening.
But I've got to say it's a lot tamer than what we were talking yesterday. Yesterday, yeah.
We got heated in my
lounge room.
It was
very heated. Yeah, it was very heated.
It was heated. It was.
Yeah, our friends were standing by looking at us going, oh, my God, are you guys seriously going to do this on air? maybe we got it all out of our system early.
I think
we're
it's
just a lot
thing,
tamer
though.
Today.
We are a lot tamer.
I think I spent 5 hours shopping today, so that's why I'm a lot more relaxed than I was yesterday. Events, please tell people what's happening this weekend.
I will tell people what's happening this weekend.
It's a big weekend.
It is going to be a big weekend. I'm very excited about it. Of course, we're going to have New Year's Eve. It's going to go off. But we'll start with Friday. D&M are having their Friday night carnival from 8 until 3 a.m. Shows start at 10:30. Drink specials throughout the night. They will be giving away 2 double passes to their New Year's Eve party, which they're having.
Cool.
So take note, D&M will be having a New Year's
Eve
party.
And of course, Saturday, so excited.
Saturday, got to get down on Saturday. It's the wrong words, isn't it? Lick it, Basha. We will be licking it on Saturday night.
That's a lovely choice of words. Thank you for that.
Lick are having their New Year's Eve Pure White party. It starts at 9, it goes until 5.
Which is great.
It is great. I'm really excited they're going until 5. Okay, the Lick dancers will be shaking their thang. They're going to have their usual... I think it's their usual lineup of great DJs. You can Google Lick Melbourne for last minute tickets. It is going to go off.
It is going to go off.
It is going to go off.
You come on, ladies, make sure if you're not there, then get there. Get tickets. Go
there
now.
Be square. Tickets are selling fast. Platinum tickets are all gone. Basha, we have platinum tickets.
We do because I was good enough to buy them early.
You were
even though I accidentally bought Sydney tickets.
Yes, that was smart of you, wasn't it?
I know. I didn't realise. But I got those fixed.
Isn't it great that Natalie...
Thank you,
Natalie,
yes,
is so beautiful. Natalie, who's part of the Lick team, runs Lick. You know, she was kind enough to sort us out with that little situation that we had.
Yeah, because she actually told me that I had Sydney tickets. I didn't even realise. That would have been so fun.
It was funny.
I know.
We will be up there. We will be not looking down upon you. We will be calling you up to...
We'll mingle.
We will mingle. I am down with mingling.
Yeah, you like mingling.
I do. I love to mingle.
And Sunday, of course, Sunday. The most important thing, recovery time.
We will be recovering.
Because that's all you need. There's nothing to do on Sunday except for sitting on a couch.
Especially on New Year's Day.
Yeah, it's all you do. You just relax.
And if any of you out there are lucky enough to have Monday off work, like I am, I'm sure you'll be recovering again.
Monday's a public holiday.
Yeah, but some people work on public holidays.
Okay, yes, well, yes. My apologies to those people. I meant people working in, like, boring offices and things like that. That's
we
what
don't
I meant.
Work in boring offices.
No, but, you know, like, those kind of people.
I work in a semi-boring office.
All right.
There's a degree of boring. We are also going to be bringing you in the coming weeks information about Midsummer.
Yep.
When is
Midsummer?
I'm excited. Well, the first thing that's coming up is the Midsummer Carnival, I believe, 15th of January, down at Birrarung Mar, followed by the Tea Dance, Golden Babe time. You can go to www.midsummer.org.au for more information, or, as I said, continue to listen to us, because not only are we great, but we have lots of information.
Yes, and we will be posting a lot of it on Facebook.
We will?
We will.
Oh, great. Will you be doing that, or will I be doing that?
You'll be doing that. You're the queen of Facebook.
I am the queen of Facebook.
You love it.
I am. Add me on Facebook.
Now, are we going to a song?
We are going to go to a song. You're keen for songs tonight,
aren't
you?
Oh, but this is Raise Your Glass with Pink. I like this song. I like that we're going a bit old school with some of this stuff.
We are going a little bit old school with some
of this
stuff. It's good.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I am enjoying it too. But definitely I'm going to stay talking about Pink for a second because I am...
Okay.
I downloaded Pink's singles, I think it was. It's like a single album, greatest hits that you can get on iTunes. And I have been playing Pink all week. So we had a Pink song last week. We've got one this week as well. I just love her.
She's good.
I want her to come out already.
I know.
Kid husband be damned.
Yeah, let the hubby look after the kid.
I wouldn't mind seeing Pink's Pink. Oh, I didn't just say that. And you're back listening to Basha and Tian out Leslie's joint 94.9. This is our last minute, Basha.
And this is our last show.
It's our last show. It's
out Leslie's. I know.
Are we going back in the closet? What's going on?
I know. I don't think that's possible.
I couldn't go back.
No, I don't think so. I think there's only one way, and that's out. You can't go back.
I like to be out.
Yes, ladies, we have enjoyed these four shows. Thank you, Marie and Sal, for letting us take over
Marie
your show.
And Sal.
We have seriously enjoyed your show, and I hope we've done it justice.
I hope we have. I think we have. We've done all right. It's been fun. Do you have something to share?
No.
Or are you good? Okay. we have one quick shout out to a very good listener and a very good friend of ours, Sian, who would like us to say boobs on the radio.
There you go.
That's all she wants.
That's all she wants.
That's all she wants.
That's all she wanted for Christmas too, so she gets it. So
really?
We've said it.
Go.
I know. There you go.
We're just making miracles happen in here.
See, sweetie, I promised you we'd somehow sneak that into the show.
The last show of 2011. We are back next week, Thursday, 11 p.m. with Laylink. We hope you will be staying to listen to us because it's going to go off.
It will.
Like New Year's Eve lick.
Oh, yes, I know. That'll be fun.
Can you tell I'm excited?
I know. I'm so excited.
I can't shut up about it.
I went shopping today. Got my outfit. I'm all ready to go.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so good.
Basha, it's been fun.
It has been fun.
And thank you, everyone, for sending us texts, sending us emails. We appreciate your input.
We love you all.
We love communication.
We do.
Have a great night.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.